drinks, catching up on what was happening in each other's life. Then he'd said, remembering now what he told her, she shivered, but not from the cold. She covered her mouth to catch a low moan and looked back at him where he lay sleeping. She whispered a sorrowful, "Oh, Jay," repeating the first words she'd uttered when he broke the awful news to her last night. "Can we continue this conversation at my place?" he'd asked. "I've moved since I've seen you. An elderly aunt died and left me all her worldly goods, lots of china, crystal, antique furniture, stuff like that. I sold all of it to a dealer and bought a townhouse with the proceeds. It's a short walk." He was chatty, acting as though they'd been talking about nothing more worrisome than the approach of hurricane season. But his news had been a bombshell. Terrible. Impossible to believe. She'd been staggered by it. Had compassion moved her to affection? Did that explain the lovemaking that had followed? Lord, why couldn't she remember? Searching for answers, as well as for the rest of her clothing, she went into the living room. Her dress and cardigan were bunched up in a chair. Her sandals were on the floor. There was an open bottle of scotch and two glasses on the table in front of the sofa. Only an inch of whiskey remained in the bottle. The cushions of the sofa were rumpled and dented,